Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Last call for the last Shamanic Reiki virtual training of 2023. Shamanic Reiki blends traditional Usui Reiki with shamanic techniques and a really strong emphasis on connection with nature. The final offering for this year is Shamanic Reiki Level 2, which is happening on Zoom on three consecutive Monday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, beginning November 20th. You'll find the link for more information and registration in the show notes. If you can't make this one, Virtual Level 1 and Level 2 will be offered again, along with Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner, in the new year. When I was chatting with Jen Van Vanschoten about a topic for this episode, here at the beginning of Samhain season, we talked about death, rebirth, composting, and renewal. I'd been reflecting on how Samhain is the Celtic New Year. Interesting that the year begins by going into the darkness, the time of slowing down, turning inward. It's very different from our modern take on New Year's when we jump right into whatever goals we set for ourselves. No, Samhain says, let's get quiet and use this dark time to think about what we're going to bring into the light when it returns. Let's give grief its due. Let's take time to turn under what we're leaving behind. This is how wisdom is cultivated. Jen, of course, knew right where to take this. I always say Jen is an amazing tarot reader and teacher. She makes gorgeous magical gemstone jewelry, and she's doing incredible healing things with the ukulele. If you don't believe me about the ukulele part, give a listen.
Beneath your feet. in the evening of your life. I am she. I am she. I am the darkness that you fear. I am the wisdom that will guide. I am the freedom to express authentically. I abide. I will abide. Weathered by time, age to perfection. I am midwife to the dying and the promise of transition. I am day, day and night. I am life and death. Mystery, I am birth and breath. Flesh and blood, skin and bones. I am the crone. I am the face beyond the veil. I am. I am the knowledge and the strength to cut the cord and let go, and let go. I am the purpose that you seek. I am compassion in your wrath. I am the fire that will cleanse what you don't need. I am that. By time, age to perfection. I am midwife to the dying and the promise of transition. I am day and night, life and death. I am mystery. I am birth and breath, flesh and blood, skin and bones. I am the crone. I was with you at the start, and I'll dance with you at the end. I will embrace you in your final fading breaths. I'll attend, I will attend. Weathered by time, age to perfection.
Jen, that was amazing. Thank you so much for being here again this month, and welcome back after our little month-long hiatus while I recovered.
Thank you for having me again. And I am really happy that you are feeling better, because that's no joke. So that was one of the first songs that I wrote when I started, like, actually writing songs back in 2021. And it's all about the crone, and it's called The Charge of the Crone. And when you were talking about the theme for this month's podcast that you kind of wanted me to explore, you know, you're talking about things like composting and letting go and, you know, release and all that. And the first thing that popped into my head was like, oh man, we got to talk about the crone, and we got to talk about, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the crone and where you can find the energy of the crone in the tarot deck as well. But, you know, the energy of the crone fits, you know, really fits beautifully with that theme, with that topic of, you know, harvesting and composting and, you know, and doing it all with gratitude. I was talking to a close friend the other day, And, you know, she was talking about some things that she's going through. She may need a hip replacement, you know, and she's, you know, I think of her as relatively young because she's my age, and I guess I still think of myself as relatively young, but she said, you know, she said, I'm gonna be 50 in a few months. And I was like, whoa. And I realized, I was like, wow, I was like, I'm gonna be 50 in the spring. And I've never really thought much about my age before, but thinking about that hit a little different. You know, 50 hits a little different, I think, for some of us. And, you know, this whole idea of embodying the crone and becoming the crone, just like there are, you know, just like there are millions of women right now in the world who are reclaiming the title of witch, there are millions of women now who are reclaiming the title and the energy of the crone. Because, you know, you look it up, you know, look it up, you Google it. And you know, half the things that you find on Google when you talk about the crone, you know, they talk about the crone being this unattractive, disheveled, ferocious old lady. And I think, you know, maybe she's that way because she's just sick of everyone's crap. but you know, and you think about, you know, from my tradition, like my ancestry is all Eastern European and Slavic. And when you think about the crone, you think of Baba Yaga, you know, who lived in the cabin in the woods on chicken legs, you know, not saying that I'm Baba Yaga, but I do have chickens. and you know, you think about that, and you think about how the crone has the energy of the crone has just been so twisted around, and women are really starting to reject that image of the crone, and they're really starting to embrace the original meaning of the crone, you know. And you know, when you go back hundreds of years, to become a crone was a great honor, you know. Women had a shorter life expectancy. Because you know, we had things to deal with like childbirth that men didn't have to deal with. Childbirth in itself, you know, was extremely, you know, wasn't, you know, was kind of difficult back in the day. And you know, so women who lived to a certain age, they were honored and revered, and they were referred to, they were named the crowned one. And somewhere along the line between the patriarchy and capitalism, when it got its little dirty mitts in there, kind of twisted it around and turned it into the crone, right? And again, you know, like maybe she's not, you know, all that ugly and ferocious. Maybe she's just like tired of your crap. and so when you look at this energy of the crone, right? When you look at this energy of the crone, I don't think I was fully aware of it. I think I've always felt drawn to the energy of the crone throughout my whole life, but I couldn't really put a name on it. I didn't have a label for it. I didn't have a name for it. It could just be that I have a Capricorn moon, and people with Capricorn moons like me, we tend to grow up too quickly. We tend to grow up faster than we should, than we have to. But you know, I think I've always been drawn to that energy, that dark, mysterious energy of the crone my whole life. And I didn't really have a name for it or a label for it until I actually went to your croning ceremony, which was, I think, back in like 2017 or 2018. It was a while ago. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the testament of these other women and I'm going, oh my God, like, this is it. Like, you know, the crone is not, you know, she's not this horrible old lady. She's like this really powerful, vibrant, wise, intuitive woman. And you know, that's a big threat to the patriarchy, obviously. It's a big threat to have this very intelligent, wise woman, you know. And you know, you hear that a lot, you know, you hear that a lot politically, that women are too emotional to lead. But you know, the crone is past all that. You know, she's embodied that wisdom without, you know, and since she's past the age of menstruation, you know, she is very grounded and she's very intuitive. And it's a beautiful thing to embrace that energy, you know. And again, you know, like there's kind of a rebellion in embracing this energy of the crone these days. You know, we live in this society, obviously, this capitalistic patriarchal society where youth and beauty are idolized, and youth and beauty are set as the standard for like everything. And we really don't place, you know, we as a society, we don't place a lot of value on our elders, and we don't place a lot of value on the wisdom that comes with that. And I remember, I think, I can't remember, there was a podcast I was listening to where someone was talking about how one of the reasons we're having such a crisis, we may be having such a crisis in this country and in the world right now, is because, you know, we don't have a lot of elders that we can really look up to. You know, we tend to warehouse our elders, as another teacher of mine says. You know, we warehouse them, we stick them away in nursing homes, and you know, we don't value them because they don't contribute to a capitalist society the way somebody else, you know, the way somebody younger might. And in particular, you know, with women, you know, once we're past our baby making years, you know, everybody kind of goes, well, you know, she's what's, you know, where, you know, there's no value in that anymore. There's no value in a woman when she's past her baby making years. But that's not true. We're finding out now that, you know, women, when they get to this certain stage of life, you know, they've got a lot of life experience. There's a lot of wisdom there. And we don't really value that. I think we're starting to again, thankfully. I think there's a big push, there's a big movement to start valuing that. But, you know, we don't have a lot of elders that we can look up to these days. And in particular, you know, we need to start looking to the wisdom of elder women, of the crones in our society. You know, we're expected to just, as women, you know, we're expected to just kind of go away. We're expected to just kind of fade into the background, and you know, almost back to that when you're a child, you know, to be seen and not heard, and not even to be seen, to just be kind of, you know, tucked away, put away. So, you know, I wanted to talk a, you know, want to talk a little bit about it. You know, some of the energies that are associated with the crone are the waning moon and Samhain and Yule, right? And these are all times when the earth is moving towards darkness. In the northern hemisphere here, we are slowing down. You can feel it in your body. You know, if you slow, you know, if you're quiet for a few minutes, like you can feel, you know, that slowing down. And this morning we had our first real, you know, snowstorm where it kind of stuck for a little while. It's still sticking on the ground here. You know, and if you sit in that quiet and in that stillness, you know, you can kind of feel this time of year being associated with that energy of the crone and that moving towards stillness where it just begs us to take a break and to take a breath and to kind of breathe into that deeper intuition that we all have. You know, and I say this to all of my tarot students. I say this to all of my anybody that I read tarot for, that I teach tarot to. You know, I tell them all that we are all born intuitive. We are all gifted intuitively, as children. But, you know, as we grow up, we, you know, in order to survive, we kind of have to shut that intuition off. And you know, now again, especially as women, when we move into this phase of the crone, you know, we're really being called to tap into that intuition again. And for a lot of people, it's very scary. It's very overwhelming, very intimidating, because for your whole life, you know, you've been conditioned to not be intuitive. And now all of a sudden, here's this time of life when you really could use it. You know, you really can draw on those intuitive abilities that you have. And for a lot of people, it's very disconcerting. So, And again, living in this society, living in this capitalist society that's all about produce, 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 it doesn't give you time to take a break. So it doesn't give you that time to rest and to slow down. And so, in a way, all of us, all of us women reclaiming the title and the energy of crone, it's kind of a peaceful rebellion. We are standing up for ourselves, and we are, stepping into our power, learning who we are outside of capitalism. And, moving into this time of the crone, when you look at the nature of it outside, when you look at what's happening in the world around you, here in the northern hemisphere anyway, here in the northern hemisphere right now, we are looking at, everything, the last harvest has happened. We passed Samhain, so the last harvest has happened, and there are some plants that are still left that are dying. The plants that have, are being turned into compost. They are sleeping, decomposing under the snow in the soil. Getting ready for that next cycle, for whatever happens, whatever is going to happen in the spring. And this is also, for women as crones, this is also a time in our lives when we are experiencing loss. We are experiencing, sometimes we're experiencing that whole empty nest syndrome where, the children that we raised, we had children, the children that we raised are, going out into the world on their own. My son's still in high school, but he keeps reminding me that in a couple of years he's gonna be in college. He keeps reminding me that. He's like, "You only have a couple more years." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." We're experiencing that empty nest syndrome, with the loss of our family. We're also experiencing loss of parents, my mother-in-law passed away last year, and my friends, I see all my friends on Facebook, posting memorials to their parents. So we're at this time in our lives when, we're losing loved ones in one way or the other. Things are changing. The seeds that we planted and grew are, we've harvested, we've reaped, and now we're kind of sitting back to go, huh, what's next? Taking these big, long, introspective looks at what happens in our lives now at this stage of, at this stage. And I think another part of it, another part of it, I'm gonna talk a little bit more about Baba Yaga just because I love that. We also talk about in my song, in my song. So when I'll talk a little bit about my song, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about Baba Yaga in my neurodivergent way here. So I hope you can follow this along. But when you talk about Baba Yaga, right? You talk about the idea of the crone and about how ferocious she is. And again, I was having this conversation with another, with a different friend the other day, and we were talking about sacred anger. And in the whole, in certain spiritual light and love communities, they don't like to talk about anger. They don't like to talk about loss or grief or these very real feelings that we feel, particularly as women. We're not supposed to feel these feelings according to the whole, good vibes only, light and love kind of thing. But, we women have this, we have this sacred anger. When you look at what's happening to the planet, you look what's happening to people, you look what's happening in the world, and what feels like the nonstop war and violence. And, it's okay to feel anger at that, and it's okay to let that anger, it's okay to let that anger move you to do something about it, and as long as you're actions are rooted in love, which they can be, that sacred anger needs to be felt and it needs to be expressed, and that grief, the grief at what's happening in the world right now, that sake, again, it's sacred grief, about what's happening to the environment, to the planet, species that are going extinct. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting in on a call with one of my shamanic teachers, and she was saying something about how, and I can't remember the source where she said this was from, but one World Wildlife Organization estimated that approximately 40,000 species have either gone extinct or been put on the endangered list since 1960. And that's a whole lot of loss of life. That's a whole lot of loss of life. And it needs to be acknowledged and it needs to be grieved. And we need to be motivated to do something about that. So, you're talking about Baba Yaga embodying that sacred anger, that those emotions that women aren't supposed to feel because we're too emotional. And you get to that point in your life where you're just like, no, like this needs to be felt, this needs to be expressed, this needs to be understood. And so when I started writing this song, so this is partly what motivated me to write this song. I went through my own croning ceremony a few years ago, and it was beautiful and it was moving, and it was just me and one other person, and we did it outside. We did it outside right on winter solstice, and it was snowing and blowing, and I'm extremely thankful that the fire didn't go out because we would have been very cold. We would have been very cold out there, but we did this, we did this beautiful croning ceremony for me. And then a few months later, I stumbled across a songwriting class, a songwriting intensive that was happening online. And I was like, and I was like, I might as well do it because, at the time I was like, I'm gonna be 46, I'm 46 years old, and I'm like, if I don't do it now, then when? So I might as well just jump in and do it. And so I did. And one of the first songs that I wanted to write that really struck me, was this idea of writing something to honor the energy of the crone. And I used some of the words, I drew inspiration from some of the words that were read at my own croning ceremony. And I took some of them and I changed them up a little bit and I set them to music. And then I had this song for about a year. And by the way, yes, this was all written on the ukulele. This is all written on the ukulele. The instrument that I played at the beginning, when I performed the song is one of my baritone ukuleles. So it's a little lower in register than my other ukuleles. But I think it fit very nice for this. But anyway, so I wrote this song and I kind of let it sit there and I, but it didn't feel quite finished. It didn't feel quite done. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I think I'm going to go back. And I started going through some of my material that I wrote a few years ago. And I was like, it just needs something else. It just didn't feel finished. And I thought, oh, I thought it needs one more verse. And it needed to include something about that sacred anger. So that was where I put in the verse about I am compassion in your wrath, right? And the idea of, that fire that will cleanse you. Maybe I'm talking about the hot flashes, I don't know. But I felt like it needed that little extra acknowledgement in the song. And so now I feel like, okay, now it's finished. For now anyway. Now it's finished. And it's a song to really honor that energy of the crone, to honor that energy of stepping into this next phase of life and embracing all the power that comes with that, stepping into that power. And so of course, I always, looking at this, I always like to look at these things through the lens of the tarot deck as well, because, the tarot deck can teach us a lot. And, talking about this energy of the crone, of composting and reflection, things like that, there are lots of places where you can find the energy of the crone in the tarot deck. It's not just, it's not just like as simple as, as one tarot spread. So there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about. I don't really have like a tarot spread for the crone, but if you do want to work with the energy of the crone, there are a couple of cards that I can recommend that you take a look at and work with, right? The first one, obviously, being the death card. We revisit that one many, many times. Looking at the death card, and looking at the death card and not looking away. And I think it takes immense compassion and immense strength to be able to look at our losses, both in the world and personally at this time. It takes immense strength to be able to look at those losses and not turn away and not flinch and, try to find the gratitude for these things, that whole thing, don't cry because it's over, be happy because it happened kind of thing. So, and that's about as love and light, that's about as good vibes only as I get when it comes to these kinds of things, finding that gratitude and that, and it's okay to cry, it's okay to cry, but also finding the gratitude and the beauty in these experiences. So the death card is the first place you can go if you want to explore the energy of the crone. The next card, which I kind of touched on briefly there, is strength. And again, in the major arcana. And usually the strength card is depicted as somebody, usually a woman. In some of my favorite decks and some of my non-human decks, it's depicted a little differently, but it's usually depicted as a woman standing next to a lion, and she's, petting the lion. And in one of my favorite non-human decks, it's actually a mouse and a snake, and the mouse is, standing there right next to the snake, knowing full well that that snake at any moment, could make a meal out of it, the same way, in some of the more traditional decks, that lion could make a meal out of the woman at any time. But the woman is not, she's not overpowering the lion. She's not controlling it by force. She's just standing there very gently with her hand placed on the animal, placed on the lion, and, and again, I think this really speaks to the strength that we embody as the crone, where, we don't, we've come to understand that, we can't control things by force. We need to be a little gentler, still having our clear boundaries, but, it's okay to be a little gentler when dealing with these things, we can show compassion. We can act out of a place of love, in extremely dangerous situations, things like that. We can do that. It is possible. So strength is the next card that I would suggest, if you want to explore the energy of the crone, take a look at working with that card. The next one that, comes to mind is the hangman, which again, is can, some people look at this as a very difficult card, but really it's talking about a shift in perspective. It's talking about looking at things from a different view. And certainly, once we have reached this point, this time in our lives, it certainly is a good time to start looking at things from a different perspective. We are not the same women that we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even 3 years ago. The COVID pandemic, definitely has changed all of us. And so, we're looking at things with a different perspective now, and that really is the energy of the crone, looking at not just how the world has changed, but how we have changed and how we see the world now, right? I'm thinking about that quote, we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. And so, once we begin to understand that, we can sort of feel into that energy of, how our perspectives have changed, how our perspective has changed about things. There's that old joke that, you'll get more conservative as you get older, and it's like, yeah, no. Nobody that I know has gotten more conservative as they've gotten older, especially not the women. Most of the women, I'd say 99% of the women that I know, have not become more conservative as they've gotten older. Instead, they've got, they've become, they become more angry, they become more motivated, they've become activists, they've become more radical, if in the way that they view things, and and in what motivates them. So, definitely looking at the hangman to feel into that energy of the crone. And then, the next one you can really look at is you can look at the sun, which might be a little surprising. You can look at the sun as a card of gratitude. I would say looking at the sun and also looking at the world. Looking at the sun as a card of gratitude, kind of as, the idea of shining light down on all these things that have happened in our lives, and looking at the highlights of our lives, looking at all the beautiful things that have happened, and looking for the beauty that exists now, at this point in our lives. Even though we are dealing with, at this stage of our lives, we're dealing with with all these losses, but still looking at all the beauty, all the things that are still there. And always remembering too that, with these losses, it opens up space for something new to come in, and it, that, and that liminal space there can be a little bit tricky. That liminal space can be a little bit tricky, especially when you're talking about, like, what do I do next? And being able to, being able to let go, being able to let go and let yourself move into that liminal space in between things where, the old way of being has ended, has finished, but the new way has not quite started yet. So we're all kind of in like this murky soup type environment right now, energetically, and maybe even mentally and emotionally and spiritually. We're all kind of in this soup where we're not sure what's going to happen next. We don't know, and it can actually be a beautiful place to be. It can be very challenging, yes, but it can also be a very beautiful place to be. Because it really asks us to know ourselves, and that's again, it's a beautiful, challenging place to be, a practice to be, where we get this opportunity to start re-envisioning ourselves, for this next phase of our lives, for this next part of our lives. And then, like I said before, I mentioned briefly, but I'll go into it more, looking at the world, that kind of gets us into this energy of the world. And the world is the very last card in the major arcana before you start getting into the more mundane day-to-day activities of the minor arcana, the minor cards and the suits and the court cards. And the world again is that looking back. It's that taking stock of everything that's happened. One of my favorite decks represents the world as an atoll, one of those islands that is in a constant state of flux. It's constantly being built up, and at the same time, so it's changing. There's this constant sense of change, and it's being built, and at the same time, parts of it are wearing away. So it's a very dynamic card, and so that's, if you, again, looking into the energy of the crone, those are the cards that I would recommend, taking a look at. And, you can also use, you can use all of the major arcana. You can use all of the major arcana to really at this point, if you're someone who's going through this change, and I'm not talking about just the hot flashes and the insomnia and all the other fun stuff that goes along with this time, this time of your life as a woman, but and certainly, men can embrace this energy too. This is not just for women, this type of change. Men can embrace this as well. They can embrace this type of change. And you can take a look at, take a look at these cards in the major arcana and, kind of use them as the heroine's journey. Look at where you've come so far. Look at, all these lessons that you've learned. And, this is a great time for any woman to learn to tap into her intuition. If you've never done it before, I, highly recommend doing it now. It's not too late. Just like me, like when I started my songwriting class, I was like, well, I'm 46, what am I gonna do? Like, why am I gonna wait any longer? I might as well just do it. Anybody can do it, and especially now, at any time of your life, you can start tapping into those intuitive abilities. And excuse me, you can start, learning how to reclaim some of that intuition. So, get out your tarot deck and start looking at your major arcana cards. And, journaling is a great way to do it. There are, there it would be, a great practice that I've been doing personally, for the last couple of weeks is I've been using the major arcana and some intuitive writing, some I don't know, there's different ways people call it. I call it intuitive writing. Other people call it like channeling writing, or spirit writing, but I've been kind of looking at the major arcana cards and using those to reflect back on the last 50 years of my life, the previous 50 years of my life up to now, and looking at the things that I've learned from each of those cards and how I can draw on that and, use that to build a vision for the future. So if you're feeling like you're a little lost right now, you're not alone, and drawing on that energy of the tarot can really help at this time. So
Oh my gosh, Jen, that was all so amazing. And I am so glad that you were here and sharing about the crone and most importantly, how we can reclaim that energy in a world that very much needs it. So I thank you so much for being here again, and I look forward to next month.
me too. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.